This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Could this be the shocking new Patriots quarterback in 2021? Kevin has a list. So basically, we are going to do every segment will be a list for the rest of the year.
No. What? I'm not going to give you a list. I'm just going to give you a couple of names.
That's a list,
no,
Kevin.
No. A couple of names, not a list.
Okay. You know who's not on this list? Corey's mom.
Are you sure?
1101.
I told you.
If you were playing 105.3 The Fan Bingo, which we got to get the bingo chart up. Hey, Josh Clark is our web guy. He's phenomenal. Him and Jeff Burkett, they do amazing work. If you go to 105.3thefan.com, they're the ones pumping out content all the time for us. They do amazing stuff there. They're the ones that also have helped get this 105.3thefan.com fan cam up and running. Our engineers, the behind the scenes guys, do such amazing work here every single day. When something goes wrong, who's the guy that has to tighten the screw? The engineers. And then our new guys with Dalton and Carter doing the video camera work. They're amazing too. We can't thank them enough for the work that they do. But that's like I was saying, like, we should get a bingo card up right now. I'm going to put it together this weekend, guys.
Just give it to the Tolos. They got time.
All right, Tolos. I mean,
while you're watching us on the cam, it should say underneath, 1101, Corey's mom, not on the Patriots quarterback list.
Anyway, Kevin, yes. Who is number one on this list?
Ooh, can't tell you that just
who
yet.
Who is number two on the list of quarterbacks you have?
I can tell you that. All right. So I have five names. Who, if you had to guess, who do you think is going to be the Patriots quarterback in 2021?
2021, I think it's going to Justin Herbert.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
I think the Patriots make a move up to get into ahead of the Cowboys and select Herbert in the somewhere between 10 and 16.
Well, that's interesting because I was just reading this morning is now to a T, can't work out for any team. Medicals can't be done by individual doctors to see where he's at. So where will... will Tua T still be a top five pick
without having
he doesn't get the workout he needed. He doesn't get to be kind of, checked out by individual team doctors to really give what is our assessment on this guy. It's just going to have to be what they got off of the combine.
Yep.
And then what they can kind of figure out through maybe the Alabama doctors or, so... I'm going to guess in 2021, Tua T is the Patriots quarterback. I don't think it's going to be some veteran Andy Dalton type of guy in 2021. This year, they're going to have to go with something like that.
Tua T, not on the list.
In your face, Mike.
Just like Corey's mom.
God.
I can confirm, for the sake of integrity of this segment, that you should really check out the fan cam for what it says right now. Is Corey's mom is also not on this list.
I just screenshotted it and I'm sending it to my mom on Facebook.
So number two, I'm going to do this in a really weird order, but there's a reason for that. Number two is Jarrett Stidham. That is the current presumptive 2020 quarterback. As he was the backup for Brady, and you would think, like, if they don't bring somebody else in, he would get the first shot. Number four is Kyle Trask. Do you guys know who Kyle Trask is?
He was in Tenacious D.
No, that's Kyle Gass.
Right?
Kyle Trask is the quarterback at Florida right now. So the idea would be that they would draft him in 2021. Number three on the list is Trevor Lawrence. All right, so Jarrett Stidham, number two. Trevor Lawrence, number three. Kyle Trask, number four.
Man, it's going to be so hard if you don't have the number one pick to trade up to get him.
All right, so I want you to keep that in mind. Exactly. What you just said is spot on. Now, think about what I did there. Numbers two, three, and four are their current quarterback and two draft picks. Number one and number five are starters in the league now. Care to take a shot at it?
Jameis Winston.
Okay.
I think Jameis Winston's on that list.
Cam Newton.
Jameis Winston, not on the list. Cam Newton, not on the list.
Andy Dalton.
Not on the list. Number five.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott to be the quarterback for the New England Patriots in 2021. And now I found that astonishing. However, the number one, I was like, wait, what? So we'll get to that in just a second. But
Johnny Manziel.
It is okay. That would definitely elicit that same kind of response from me, maybe with an F word. But Dak Prescott.
Oh, football.
To the New to the New England Patriots. Do you believe, let's just say he was the quarterback for the Patriots this year, or then you can go forward to 2021 if you like. Do they win that division? And do they make a run at the Super Bowl?
Who is the quarterback?
If it's Dak for the Patriots.
Yes.
Buffalo is still going to be good. I do like Sam Darnold, but I just don't want to bet on them again. I bet on them making the playoffs last year, and that didn't come close.
Here's
the deal.
I don't want to lose Dak with this new head coach. Sorry.
I do think that Dak will probably, if he were to go to the Patriots, they would be able to win that division. I just wonder this. Everybody agrees that Popovich is the greatest NBA coach in the last 20 years in the NBA?
Yes.
What happened when he doesn't have Tim Duncan? I know that the season isn't over, or it could be, but
you take for granted sometimes whenever somebody does something so well, the things, the details that they put into it, you just assume, well, I do these things. If I get Dak, he'll do those things too, and then he doesn't. And you're like, why aren't you doing all those things that Tom used to do?
Yeah, and I know that LaMarcus Aldridge is past his prime, and he's not the same guy that he was. I know he kicked the Mavericks' butt the other day, about 10 days ago when they played, but I just wonder. It doesn't mean Bill Belichick isn't the greatest coach we've seen in the last 20 years, but Popovich, I still consider one of the best, if not the best coach in the NBA, but he lost Tim Duncan and it took a little bit of time, but now Pop can't just take eight guys and make and then we're talking about making the playoffs, and yep, it's easy to make the playoffs in the NBA for the most part. And so I just wonder that now that the divorce has happened and it's over, there is no Brady with Belichick, that we're going to see what is happening with the Spurs. So maybe they're still able to make the playoffs in 2020 or 2021, but I think we're going to see that the Patriots are on the same path that the Spurs are on.
You know, Kevin, we're always emphatic that text in. We love the interaction on the fan text from the 817. No, Dak doesn't play well in cold weather. And then from the 430, no, he won't have the weapons like he has here in Dallas. That's true. At the moment, aside from Julian Edelman, who's very, very good, the receivers and the running back, and even the offensive line.
Are you taking a shot at Rex Burkhead?
I love Rex Burkhead. You know that. But aside from that, the Cowboys' offense is pretty well loaded. Like there's a lot of good talent there.
The other thing too, to just make your point, the Patriots have gotten away with for a long time being bad at the draft.
Yeah.
Now they're able to add veterans, they're able to make trades with their picks to help them out. But now that Tom Brady's gone and we're talking about, are they going to add a veteran quarterback? Are they going to go through the draft and get a quarterback? I don't think they have the luxury anymore of being bad at the draft. And what's going to change? It's the same people drafting that have been really bad at drafting lately. So I don't see the Patriots coming out of this thing. So you ask me about 2021, if Dak Prescott is their quarterback, yes. But I think we're about to see the Patriots not have the Tom Brady, because I do think he's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen.
Dax.
And I don't think Dak's going to be the Patriots quarterback, because I just think we're about to see a downfall.
This is a good point, too, from the 972, Kevin. Bill won't pay Dak like he wants. That, I mean, so when it comes to us, our idea of we want to trade Dak Prescott, we want to do all that, I think he's that's absolutely true. We never take into consideration that they're going to pay him.
From the 817, this is fair. Come on, what's the number one, Kevin? All right, what's the biggest, this, if you could name one, the singular biggest NFL story from this week?
I would name, I don't think it is the biggest story, but for me, the biggest story is that the morons took the first offer of the CBA.
Wow. Okay.
The NFL players.
No, it's Deshaun Watson.
Because the biggest story is the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Number one on this list is Deshaun Watson.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it's 3-1. So this is not like it's number one, but it's still 10-1. Like, is 3-1 are the current betting odds that the next quarterback for the New England Patriots in 2021, it goes like this. Dak Prescott, 5. Kyle Trask out of Florida, 4. Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson, 3. Jarrett Stidham, their current presumptive quarterback, at number 2. And number 1, by a pretty sizable margin, is Deshaun Watson.
Who's Bill Belichick's best friend?
Himself.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. So who is the Bill Belichick version, the college coach version of Bill Belichick?
Nick Saban.
All right.
And he saw.
Who did Nick Saban get beat by?
He saw
multiple times.
Absolutely.
So he knows that for sure. So he probably has an affinity for him already. And Deshaun Watson, if there's anything we know about him, he just wants to win. Like, that dude just wants to win football games. And he may not like his coach so much. And also with O'Brien having worked with him before, he would absolutely
look at
it.
They get to work out a deal together.
Yeah. Well, and maybe not.
I could totally see this.
Maybe so, but maybe not. Here's a couple of things for you to consider. All right. So Deshaun Watson could theoretically be under contract until through the 2021 season. So you're like, well, how exactly would this work? Well, think about it. Bill O'Brien has clearly set himself up on a path to be fired, right? Whether it's you think he should be fired over the whole DeAndre Hopkins kerfuffle, or you think he's going to be fired after the season because the Texans are going to suck largely because of the terrible personnel moves he did. If that's the case, new regime comes in for 2021. What do they want? They want a fresh start. They want their own quarterback. They want to do something different. So then maybe they move Deshaun Watson down the road. And guess what? He ends up with the New England Patriots.
And we're screwed for the next 20 years.
Because if that's the case,
do you really think Belichick will be coaching for 20 more years?
Yes.
I think he's going to hold on to that thing until he puts a robot heart into his body before he leaves the field.
Yeah, man.
And guess what that would give the opportunity for the Patriots to potentially do? It's something that you said all along is tank, but maybe not necessarily tank straight for Trevor Lawrence. Maybe they just take their step back. They get their top 5 or 6 draft pick, knowing that they've got somebody like Deshaun Watson coming in and they don't have to use that premium pick on a premium quarterback.
So I know this is a long time ago and I was just a kid, but Chuck Knoll and Tom Landry were considered the best coaches in the NFL at the time, and arguably, you know, top 5 coaches in history.
They won 6 of the Super Bowls in one decade. So,
but they eventually lost it. They eventually couldn't keep up with the evolution of the game of football. You guys believe, I know Bill Belichick has done an amazing job the same way that Tom Landry did in the 70s and 80s, and the same way, and the 80s started getting away from Tom Landry and Chuck Knoll for a while there too, but the game got away from even those guys. You think Bill Belichick, the game won't get away from him, that 5 years from now, 7 years from now, if he still is trying to hold on, that the game will get away from a man getting close to 80 years old?
My reason for it is that he is, and he has always been, adaptable to the competition. And when I say that, his strategy is never a strategy of, well, we do it this way and we've done it this way, that's how it's going to be. The Patriot way is whatever it takes to get the job done. That's the Patriot way. Put in the work, make sure you're prepared, but we're going to come up with a plan for you. And you go back and look at whenever he was with the Giants and when he was the defensive coordinator, he came up with a new plan for the Buffalo Bills. He came up with a new plan for the 49ers. It wasn't, we are this defense. It was, how do I adapt to beat them on this day? And so I think that he enjoys the puzzle that comes along with preparing each week for an opponent and figuring out that. So I see what you're saying, but because throughout his career he's never been, here is what we do and this is what we do best, He is adaptable. I think he enjoys it. When he stops enjoying putting the puzzle together, that's when he'll be done.
The only person I, you know, make that comparison to is, I wonder, he wasn't around enough as a head coach, as Vince Lombardi. You know, because Vince Lombardi, I don't believe he ever had a losing record. I think he coached for 9 or 10 years. And after he won Super Bowl II, he took a year off, and then he coached the Redskins for a year. And he went 7-5-2 there. And I want to know, like, would he have been able to turn that team into something, or had the game, like, kind of passed him by at that point? But then he just retired. So I'm not sure. It's hard to say. A fun fact I learned about Vince Lombardi along the way. From 61 to 67, so the span of 7 years, he won the Super Bowl or NFL championship 5 times. In the other 2 years, he didn't make the playoffs either year, even though his teams went a combined 19-7-2. That's how different the playoff system went. 19-7-2, didn't make the playoffs either year. So that's the only person I would compare it to is Vince Lombardi, but he didn't stick around long enough to see if he would be phased out of the game.
Do you think Bill will stick around that long? I just wonder, with Brady leaving, I just wonder how much longer. Same with Popovich. I know it's a different sport, but I just wonder how much longer Popovich is going to continue.
At least 2 more years. This next year to see what happens, and the year after to see if he reboots with a new quarterback and does it all over again, or if he's like, the hell with it, I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.